My name is Nicholas Longstaff. Four questions have followed me around for as long as I can remember. Each question, though quite common, really through its commonality, touches a nerve in every person. I believe that these four questions are essential to our awareness of self and our concept of I. Who do you think you are? What do you think you're doing? Why do you think you're doing it? And what does it matter anyway? I began interviewing people in August 2001, putting each question to each person, then delving deeper into each response. I then took each person's clearest, strongest statements and brought them together in an interactive audio installation called The I Project. You're about to hear a selection of those thoughts, which, while never intended to represent the ultimate truth, might open a window you haven't noticed before.
Who do you think you are?
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 What do you think you are?
What do you think you're doing?
What do you think you're doing?
What do you think
you're doing?
What do you think you're doing?
Why 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 do you think you're doing?
Why
does it matter anyway?
What 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 does it matter anyway?
Think you are?
Well, I think I'm a female member of the human race, traveling between birth and death. One learns as one goes along. I think to live a long time is helpful because you can look back and see how what has made you what you are. I've got to keep myself going and try to widen my ideas, not get into a shell of my old received ideas which haven't changed. And so I'm very keen to change. My husband said that the important thing in life was curiosity. And if you give up being curious, if you give up trying to take in new ideas and just go back into your own tape, which runs around your head all the time, you're a bit lost.
Who do I think I am? I guess a voyager, a traveler, something passing by, kind of like, I don't know, a leaf in a river or something. Just part of a process which is moving. As I change and develop and learn things and see things, my own perception changes. So it's kind of a voyage through that perception and through the different perceptions. So it's such a mix. I mean, it all goes back to that same thing of traveling through something, a big, long, moving process. Self-perception is kind of both an internal thing, in my opinion, and a reflection from what you see, how other people react to you and other things around you. So it's, in some ways, right, okay, I look down and I see my body from inside, but also I have to, in order to get a proper view, I have to, you know, look at a mirror. So there's the two sides. Internally, I can shut my eyes, close my ears, you know, I hear the blood going through my head, and I can think about my own responses, my own history, but at the same time, I establish an image by how other people react.
Approached that question in a number of ways in the course of my life. Who do I think I am? In any important sense, I have just a big question mark for that. I don't know. I used to wonder when I was a kid, how come I wound up in this body with this mother, in this home, in this family, and what would have happened if that hadn't, where would I be then? You know? Who is me, anyway? So I've tried to answer the question in terms of mechanical or scientific terms, like I'm so tall and been living for so long and have these thoughts and these behaviors and so on. But I think the real question, which is always there for me, lingering in the background, who am I, who do I think I am, is unanswered and profoundly mysterious, like most of the real questions that I ask.
Who do I think I am? I'm everything and I'm nothing. I'm responsive I'm open. I'm loving. I am filled with judgment. It's important to reflect on all of those elements that make up who I am in particular, and to consciously make a decision to keep the things that I think are working and to get rid of the things that aren't. And that's, I guess, in essence, where the nothing comes in. Sometimes you have to sort of reinvent yourself just to be a better person, to do better, to know better, to learn from.
One of the things that defines me as a person is asking myself who I am, you know, constantly reassessing the image I have of myself. That's why the question may be a bit of a mind masturbating thing, right? We might just be constantly asking ourselves and wondering and trying to define ourselves and who we are and who we want to be, but really we should just be, right?
Who do I think I am? Well, I used to be Brian Longstaff. But now I'm Barney Long, because I made a decision about 10 years ago that I didn't care for who I was. The sense to me that Brian Longstaff was a kind of box, a prison, that I couldn't break out of. And if I gave myself a different name, if I chose my own name, I could make myself whoever I wanted to be. But I didn't think that I could do that with my name as it was.